Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, here is your host, Derek Pearson.
Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Oh, you want more Mikey? You got more Mikey. 402. 464-5685. Starter Heyman text line if you want to be a part of what we're doing. You can text in if you got questions for the coach. Got questions for me. Got questions for Ben. Ben's locked and loaded.
I'm locked and loaded. Yeah, you can ask me what my favorite color is. I'll answer it again.
Yeah, if you got questions for Big Ben, he got you covered. You can follow us live on the video streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, and Allo Channel 961. Shout out to our partners, Brad Moline and company, for allowing us to stream directly into cable into your homes and your offices around the area. Again, if you're on the stream, no matter where you are in the country. And if you haven't figured it out, download the app so that you have it on your phone and on your laptop, especially when we start to multi-stream, putting a live game on and the local shows, you'll be able to get them. Coach Mikey Daniel joins us on One-on-One. Coach, once again, thank you for being here and for sharing, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
It is an opportunity now to share information. I'll ask you, just simply put, to give scouting reports from different groups, right? And you can do it whatever way you want to do it. You can talk about the people. You can talk about the depth. You can talk about, you know, what you think they want to run. But what I'll ask you is Dylan Raiola what people think and hope that he is? If I ask you to give an elevator pitch on Dylan Raiola, scouting report, what do you see?
I think he's better.
Yeah.
I think he's better than what people think or hope he's going
to
be.
That sound you just heard were brakes.
Yeah.
People screeching to the side of the road to pull over to applaud.
Yeah. And I say that with extreme confidence.
Right.
But with that being said, don't get it twisted. Just because he is better than what I think people think doesn't mean he won't have problems.
He's 18.
Right. Those aren't the same, right? They don't go hand in hand. He is the part.
What makes him different?
He's a student of the game. He's a student of the game at such a young age, where usually that's developed over time. He has it. I mean, his dad is his dad, right? Like, so to be able to, the last 18 years, to sit back and to have Dom be like, oh, they're running this, that, and the third, and look at this blitz. You can know he's coming because of this, whatever, right? On top of that, his uncle, Donnie, great O-line coach, man, blessing to have him at the university. Like, he's elite. He's absolute. Best thing that Coach Rule did was keep him.
Through all of it, right, that being a young quarterback, mm-hmm. and you have a lineman's work ethic. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the description that was given by some NFL scouts who watched this team. Said, listen, to have a quarterback with a center's mindset, mm-hmm. right, that he can identify, pick up blitzes, look at coverages, look at pass pressure, make decisions accordingly, and has that understanding with a high IQ and a toughness that it shows up in several ways.
Yeah.
Does it play out for him in the Big Ten Conference in a plus or negative way that it's as physical as it plays out?
It's a plus because I think he'll take care of himself. I think he'll be smart because, again, he's intuitive and he's a student of the game. So he knows. He spends time with Patrick Mahomes too, right? He looks like him, sounds like him, walks like him, talks like him, you know, plays like him. And you don't see P. Holmes go down too often because he's smart. Yeah. Not because, no, he's smart. On top of that, you know, Donnie's going to have that O-line ready.
You better protect my family.
Yeah. and not only that, but then you have EJ, my guy EJ, running back coach. Gabe, Emmett, Dante, all those guys, right? Ramir, they're all going to take care of him as well.
Can I ask you, you were around Heinrich Harburg. What makes him so competitive? Like, why was he able to have the success he was having?
He's one of those farm kids, if you will. He might not actually be from the farm. I'm not really sure. He's from Kearney. I know that. Yeah. So he has that mentality. Whether he was actually living on the farm or not, he has that mentality.
Yeah. Hard work.
He takes him hill, right? He is, you know, I think he throws
pull.
Better.
That's a great pull.
I think he throws better.
Yeah.
But also, look at what Taysom Hill's doing. He's balling in the league.
Yeah.
He plays every week. He signed big contracts, and you can't get rid of him. Right, he's a guy that you want on the team because you know that when the ball's in his hands, something good is going to happen.
You mentioned EJ, and I think that running back room has the ability to change the program.
Mm-hmm.
You got numbers. You have quality. Do you have Big Ten quality numbers? Do you have a star? What do you think of the running back room?
I don't think you need a star. I think they are the star. I think they are the, what is there, 5 points in a star?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got them.
Every little thing. He mentioned yesterday talking about, well, what you need from them. You need the power guy that, you know, gets you the four and cloud of dust. You got the pass pro understander. You have the person who can get into the passing game and be able to do those things. You have all of those things, different skills. Can you finish, right? Can you take the base play and hit a home run off of it? Mm-hmm. Those are the points of the star. And each of those players, if I ask you, you know what, down one, who's your guy? First and 10.
You know what the best part is? I don't have one.
You'd be fine with whoever you had out there.
Not a single one. Even Quentin Hives, freshman. Mm-hmm. You know, and here's why. A good coach will make a good player good at what he does. Right? So you said you need a power back. You need a third down blocking back. You need a pass catcher, right? Mm-hmm. A good coach can get you to the best of that ability. Right. Oh, if I'm the power back and I have a good coach, I'll be a good power back. EJ says, I'm going to take Emmett, who's 205, and I'm going to say, you're not just going to be a between the tackles or an outside guy or a, no, you're going to play the whole part.
You're going to be a football player.
You're going to be a football player. Same with Gabe, right? Gabe, you're 220. You're 225.
Is he 230? He looks massive right now.
He's a big cat.
Yeah, he looks massive right now.
But he's not going to say, Gabe, you're not going to catch out of the backfield because you're a power back. He's going to say, you're going to do everything. Because when these teams come in and they see Gabe comes in and say, oh, it's between the tackles. Nope. Mm-mm. Or, oh, Emmett's in. This is a pass. Nope. Or, oh, Ramirez in. Fly sweep. Or, nope. Because you don't know, right? And that's what makes a great coach is, can I get my player who's good at something great at what they're not good at or what they don't usually do?
Well, that's development, right? Development. You can procure talent and you can develop talent. Mm-hmm. And if you can do both, which is when you start getting four-star talent and developing it, five-star talent and developing it, it changes everything. And from the text line, Bill asked this question. I know you're a Husker fan. Who is your favorite Husker of all time?
My favorite Husker of all time. You know, I came through the era of Amir, so I loved him. There's just too many, right? Like, there's too many. Even back in the day when Clester Johnson was here in that 95 team. Mm-hmm. Now, I obviously played at South Dakota State with his son, Kay Johnson, so I had a, you know, it was a little different. But,
yeah,
yeah, to me, the one who had the biggest impact, because when I was going through the camp process of recruiting, it was Amir. He was the one that was here, right? So naturally, that's where I'd go. And he played the position.
Yeah. Through the running game, and as much as we talk about what it's going to need, what's going to need to happen to take some of the burden off of Dylan Raiola?
They just got to do what they do.
Right. The running game allows for young quarterbacks to often just exhale.
Yep.
Right. Quite frankly, to get in rhythm,
to
draw an extra defender, maybe draw some eyes in that space. What Nebraska has offered as a possibility is having a hammer, having an actual fullback. And Nebraska loves the fullback.
Mm-hmm.
Right. In this space, how important will it be for Nebraska to have a hammer to free the way for this running game?
I don't think it is everything, but I think it would be beneficial. Those guys will do what they do because that's what they do.
Especially situationally, that some days you're going to get into a closet with Michigan or Michigan State, and you need to have him.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a place for it. It may not be in it, right? Like, and Coach Rule is great, and he's filled the staff that is great, super smart. So they'll use the guys to the best.
The tight end room looks like it's got body. It looks like so much so that you can recruit, have the top recruit at the position, and then say, I'm not sure I need you
right
at tight end, that I might be able to need you at another space of need. Yeah. Carter Nelson, we were talking about it earlier. But Fedoni and Borkacher.
Luke Lindenmeyer. Right, Luke Lindenmeyer, yeah.
Right, like that you have some talent there. So best utilize, how does the tight end, like you said, in perfect world, how many catches does the tight end room need? Is it block first? Is it run first? Passing game, depth, stretching defenses, occupying safeties. What do you need from the tight end room to be successful offensively?
Well, again, this is the big, so I need you to block first, right? And I actually was having a conversation with Fedoni the other day, and I said, well, how's your blocking? He said, I'm doing really good. Okay, be great, right? I said, you want to go play on Sundays? They know you can catch. They know you're fast for a tight end. They know, just as a player in general, you're fast. The question is going to be, how tough are you? When the going gets tough, can I line you up against Daniil Hunter? Can I line you up against Khalil Mack, Joey Bosa, and say, you're going to displace this guy, or at least get in the way? Because not many people displace him. Let's go. Right. You know, but are you at least going to hold your own?
Can you agitate it?
Like, right. Exactly right. Can you get in the way?
It's a real talk.
Right.
Can you agitate this guy? And these are all the alphas.
Mm-hmm.
So we know, listen, you've got to take some of the burden off. And here's what happened. The injury to Teddy Prochazka means that in most cases, or some cases, offensive coordinators are going to add a tight end to chip to help out the new tight end, the new left tackle. How important was Teddy Prochazka to the offensive line? And how do you think the five lines up? Because I like the idea that, okay, Turner Corcoran can move, but does that make you better? Do you have five across?
Mm-hmm.
Can you rely on Henry Litovsky to come in and fill, maybe slide to a guard? Ben Hart and Corcoran know the space. Ben Scott is kind of the eyes and ears and the brain of it all. He also has some flexibility. You could move him if you really needed to.
Yeah.
How do you think, how important was Prochazka, and how tough is it that he got hurt at this point in the season?
Yeah, that's tough, man. That's the guy who's dealt with a little bit of injury, so I feel for him. I actually had a conversation with Emmett about that just yesterday, you know, deeply saddened for him because I know how hard he works and I know how much he loves this game. So, unfortunately, that is what this game is, right? You're blessed to do it, but you never know when it's done. You never know when stuff like that's going to happen. I'm not saying he's done, but he's done for now.
Yeah.
You know, so that's always tough, being a competitor the way he is. One thing I know, again, about Donnie is he's relentless, and he's had a plan for if every one of his guys goes down, right? So it don't matter who it is. He knows that somebody's sliding over because he's conditioned them.
Next Husker up.
That's what it is, right? And that unit does everything together. They you know, so they're very tight-knit. They're close. And they gel. They kind of move how they should together.
If I asked you to define, because one of the names that was bantered about was Gunnar Gotola.
Mm-hmm.
What young man.
Yeah.
Big size.
Southeast.
Went through his stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Can he help?
I think so. I love that kid. I thought he was going to be a guy last year when he came in, you know, and I still stand on that. I don't know at what point he becomes the guy, a true, like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
And he's a baby, right? He's a baby. So once he hits his stride, he won't look back. It's just getting him to that place. And it's some people develop mentally faster than others, maturity wise, whatever that may look like. No telling when his is going to be, but he's a guy I'd feel comfortable having block for me.
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
That's a big statement. How smart is Ben Scott?
He's super smart. Super smart.
Like, that's the thing, right? I mean, we know he's tough.
I'd like to call myself a student of the game.
Yeah.
And there's conversations I would like to have with him because he gets it. Yeah. But I'd be like, man, you talking above me at this point. Right.
Well, eyes and ears, and you mentioned Minnesota last year. And I just remember him being the de facto conversation leader when they came off the field.
Yeah.
And it was important that in the same language, and the fact that he was using the same language that Coach Raiola would use later on when he marched up to it. So Scott, they'd come off the field, Scott would get them together, they would have the discussion, he would lead it, and then Donovan would come in and, you know, whisper.
Mm-hmm.
But then it became a matter of, listen, we can move these folks, we can do this. But it was his conversations with Jeff Sims
mm-hmm.
that led me to understand, wait a minute, he really is eyes and ears. He's communicating some things to Jeff that are important, and it matters. What's the value and how important is it to have a center that can read pressures, can read defenses, and then communicate it in short form mm-hmm. in loud spaces?
The best O-line in the NFL was probably the Eagles.
Yeah.
Right, maybe the Lions. Why? Because Jason Kelce is a student of the game. He was the leader. To be a center, how, like, people are like, oh, this is a big dumb lineman. Nah, these dudes are so smart, so methodical, so intelligent, so just driven.
Double kinesiology major.
Yeah. It's like, these guys are just, they get, like, they're a quarterback, just not athletic. I would say, you know, they're more athletic, I guess, because they're bigger bodies and they have to do a lot. But they just aren't a quarterback body.
Yeah.
Right? But they're so smart. Like,
it's necessary. It's also, like, they talk about Cam Jurgens being a tight end and then coming in and using that athleticism, changing mm-hmm. his body,
yep.
which is a real thing, and it's important to do so. I'll ask you this because I think a big part of development is also changing body.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to communicate. You mentioned strength coach, and you mentioned how important he is. But what is the philosophy on changing the body? Are there conversations that happen? Hey, look, you need to drop some LBs. You need to get quicker. You need to bulk up a little bit. You're being, you know, you're a little light up front, and we're being pushed around.
Yeah.
Your footwork is slowing down. We need you with quicker feet. Who has those conversations with the players? Is it their group? Is it strength coach? How's that work?
Yeah, that'll be either your nutritionist, your Kristen, Corey, as well as your position coach and Coach Rule.
Yeah.
And so I spoke to the team last summer, right before fall camp kicked off, because when Coach Rule signed me, I played running back in college. When I went to the NFL, I moved to fullback. So I had to transition my body. Mm-hmm. So when Coach Rule signed me, I was 218 pounds. He said, hey, you're light. You got to get up to 235. So I put on 20 pounds in 3 weeks, got to where I needed to get to. And in my contract, this is why I spoke to the guys, I can't get to that weight. I can't do this. I can't do that. You can, because if that's what you, in my contract, and I showed them, I was fined. So I had to get to 235. Every pound, I had a 2 pound buffer. Uh-huh. Every pound outside of that was a $730 per pound fine.
And it didn't matter whether it was hot out, whether you were dehydrated, you didn't care.
So I spoke on that. It's like, hey, I don't need your excuse. This is what I'm telling you to do. And if you say that you want to go play on Sundays, this is what you're going to have to do. Right. Because so now if I'm
and you're losing $1,500 for being 2 pounds.
For what?
What meal? I used to love having Sam Mills tell the story that mm-hmm. he had his own weight. Mm-hmm. And he said, listen, what meal is worth $1,500.
Right. Well, and here's the thing. let me shamelessly plug Chipotle.
Yeah.
Right. So what I would do to get to that, like, how'd you put on that weight? I would go to Chipotle every night before bed, and I force feed. So I get a big steak, rice, chicken, bowl,
sour cream.
I had to cheese. Guac. Yeah. I had it all, and I'm eating this at 10 o'clock at night. You know, I'm on the phone with my wife who wasn't there with me at the time. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm eating right now. She's like, right now? I was like, yeah, I got to get this weight. Like, I'll drink a shake. right. All this before bed because I know it'll sit on me.
Right.
So if you really want to do it, you'll do it.
But then the other side of it, because, and here's the other thing. It's also funny. You mentioned Chipotle, and I'm cool with it. But as a coach, I also know that players believe I can have all the Chipotle I want. You have to be really specific.
Mm-hmm.
Chipotle can help you.
Yeah.
It could also hurt you.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and part of that too is I was working out like a dog during that time, right? So I'm working out, not running a lot because I need, if I'm running, it would be the point. No, I'm working out, you know, I'm doing thousands of push-ups and stuff like that, getting myself, you know, ready to go.
Yeah.
And I did just that. I became one of 10 guys to get a reserve parking spot at the stadium. Bank of America Stadium in downtown Charlotte. One of 10 guys.
Love the community. Look, I was down there, man. You know how much I love it. I love that room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would ask that when we talk about coaching staffs, I think nutritionists get lost in the shuffle.
Yeah.
But it is a big part because, again, Bryce Benhart and that body frame versus Ty Robinson and that body frame versus Jamari Butler, who has to change his body. Prince Wall has to change his body.
Yeah.
Cameron, again,
Linhart,
and Cameron, Cam Linhart looks like a grown man this year.
Yeah,
like he got his man face.
Mm-hmm.
he got his man face. Right, yeah. That's a big part of development.
Yeah,
and keeping folks locked in.
IMG Cat too, love that kid. Wow.
If we go to the other side of the ball, and we'll go to the other side of the ball and talk about some of these players and some of the groups, and then we'll get to some of the coaches. As well. Coach Mikey Daniel, we appreciate you hanging out with us on One-on-One. 937 The Ticket. We'll be right back.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP. Brought to you by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul. On 937 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to One-on-One. DP, Coach Mikey Daniel. Again, Panthers, Falcons. Coaching staff with Matt Rhule, mentor, leader, man of faith. I'm thinking all those things and student of the game, student of life, really.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan Bennett, you're wild. Just Chipotle before bedtime is how toilets get punished the next day. Yeah, it depends on what you put in. Like, you know, garbage in, garbage out.
Yeah.
and absolutely. Reminded, what's for you, I would imagine you eat pretty clean.
I try to, you know, my wife loves sweets. She has a real problem. She got a real problem. Like,
yeah.
You know, you're really outing her here. You're outing her here.
Right.
She knows. She knows what it is. Right. Yeah. And it's really unfair because if you looked at her, you wouldn't know. Like body wise, you wouldn't. It's like, how this isn't fair. But one day it's going to catch you.
Yeah.
You know, so. She will get me to go to Cold Stone or go to, you know,
Creamery.
Yeah. You know, or
what's your
Crumble.
What's your go-to? Like, if you need a sweet, like if you go and get ice cream.
Yeah.
What is the jam?
I'm always going to get a chocolate ice cream base with brownies and cookie dough. Every time. And I won't change that no matter where I go. If I go get ice cream, doesn't matter what place it's at, that's what I'm going to go do.
So what's it's not a rocky road. What's it called?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It has like marshmallow, chocolate chip,
yep.
Brownie.
I know exactly what you're talking about because I recently got that one.
Yeah, it has a little bit of everything in it. Ben, what's your go-to? What's your go-to ice
cream? For ice cream?
Yeah.
I like the cookies, like the Oreos. Yeah. With just the vanilla, like cookies and cream. That's what I like.
Yeah.
Now, are you soft ice cream people or are you hard dip ice cream people?
Soft. Soft cereal.
Like I'm a member. See, that's, you just hit it. I'm old school and I got my ice cream love from ice cream trucks.
Okay. Yeah.
And Mr. Softy on the ice cream truck, when you come up and you can get the swirl, you can get your flavor. My wife is a cone person, and she will, whatever ice cream, like she'll get one scoop. She'll actually buy cones, scoop it herself, dip it. Now, that's too much work.
That is too much work.
Way too much. You know, speaking of, so.
Fish food. Crowbait, you're right. Fish food.
Just that's, like that, though, right?
Yeah.
You said your wife, you said you outed, you're outing your wife.
Yeah.
Listen. The other day we went to Dairy Queen. Let me tell you, you decide if she has a problem. I'll let the viewers decide.
All right.
We go to Dairy Queen. We both get the same ice cream. She has adopted my choice of ice cream now. Great.
100%.
We got the two ice we both got smalls. Like I said, chocolate ice cream, cookie dough, brownie batter. We get them back. Mine had more in it. I'm driving. She didn't grab it and start licking out the top because she was upset that mine had more.
Yeah.
No. That's the problem.
That's just fairness. No. To be honest.
That's the problem.
This is how marriages work, Ben. We're giving you, we're hooking you up here with gospel.
Give me the inside.
That it's to the point now, Becky and I, when we go out to eat, everything is shared. Like we can go, you know what? Let's get a burger with this on it. We'll get a salad with this on it. We'll tell the people just split it. Don't care. We'll get a dessert. We're going to split it. You take 2 bites. I take the first bite. She takes how many ever, like she'll finish the rest of it. I won't eat that much of it. If we get French fries in a bag, she gets the first 3 fresh hot French fries.
Okay.
Like that's just,
you got it down.
Like them, the rules. We can't even argue. We're at a fundraiser. Last night at Champions Club.
Okay, yeah.
And shout out to the folks from Educare, Brother Quentin Brown, and what they're doing over there. Well done. You got to see some of our friends. Dr. Lawrence Chatters was there.
Yeah, Dr. Chatters.
Quentin Brown's there. John Goodwin from Malone Center. Yep. He was there. Like all the usual suspects and quality people. Mm-hmm. Full meal, right? And in front, as soon as you got there, so salad, biscuit, roll, and then dessert. And they had apple pie or cheesecake. And they were on the plates already around the table. Now, I'm like, I'm not really a cheesecake guy. Right. But if it's got chocolate in the cheesecake, I'm in. Like,
gotcha.
I'm in. Yeah. So I look, and I'm looking at the plate, and Becky just reaches over and switches plates because she already knows, okay, he didn't want the first bite of this one. She also knows, I'm only going to take a bite.
Right.
And then I'm done. So she's like, I just have to be patient because he's going to give me that anyway. And we're going to finish and knock it out. And the whole table's trying to figure out, what are y'all doing switching plates? Well, we know.
Right.
We know how we get down. She's going to eat the bulk of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to remain a size nothing. And I'm going to have to walk 5 miles this morning.
Telling you.
Just feeling whatever kind of guilt I'm going to feel on it. And she got on the plane this morning. I was like, you got to do
that. That's funny because there'd be some times where I feel like my parents would like share food. But like if we go to like McDonald's, my mom, she needs her own fries. She will not. She will buy me my own fries just so she doesn't have to share hers.
Oh, she's going to get her own fries, but she's still going to eat mine.
Yeah, she does not want to share her fries at all.
Ben,
she will not
share. Get a girlfriend. Your fries are always going to be better than hers.
I'm telling you.
It doesn't matter.
This is what I'm currently. So I have my wife that will take it off the top if I have more. But then here's where it really is. I got a daughter. She's almost two. Every time I have anything, she comes and looks. Says, ah?
Mine.
Doesn't matter. Mine. It doesn't matter what. Like, what it she is. Always. She could have the same exact thing sitting right in front of her. As soon as I start to eat, she's going to take it.
Yours is better.
Yeah, every time.
Grass is greener on the other side.
It's always how it works. And and from, again, I guess the big part of it, and Becky is a coach's wife. Like, she had to sit in the freezing cold in Utah during football season.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's snowing. She got to sit out there.
Mm-hmm.
In Virginia, early part of baseball season, there's snow.
Yeah. Yep.
And she's out there with a heater and a blanket hanging on. Her going to small high school gyms and big high school gyms.
Yeah.
We can't take vacation because we got schedules. A big part of coaching is finding the right partner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean that from like in full. If you are a coach or you aspire to be a coach or you want to be a successful coach, having somebody that understands your moods, what you need. Listen, she would go. After a tough loss, there was going to be ice cream in the car when she came and got
me. Yep.
She knew.
Yep.
Your wife has figured it out.
Yeah. And for me now, obviously, leaving the staff and doing what I'm doing now as Director of Business Development and Marketing at Foundation Repair, I made that decision because I wanted to be the father and the dad that I didn't have. No shame or disrespect to those that are in the coaching staff, but there was a point in time I worked every day for like 7 months straight. 7 months straight I worked.
Amen.
And so I'm watching my daughter grow up through a phone, right? And
through pictures and videos.
And so what I do now, like I said, I had the guys over right before fall camp. As soon as they have a little bit of a breather, they'll come back over and just veg and just be able to still talk ball and talk life outside of somebody who's their coach and can decide if they play or not. You know, so I had a guy, a team chaplain in college. His name was TJ Carlson. He was awesome. He had us over once a week on Wednesday nights. That is now what I see in myself. And so seeing life come full circle is beautiful in that sense. But to be a coach's wife, to be a coach's kid, it takes a lot.
Through most of it, it is her understanding of how you process when things go well, how you process when things don't go well.
Mm-hmm.
Can she help? Does she need to get out of the way?
Right.
Respect for film time.
Yep.
Right? Understanding of it. And then setting boundary for family time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And choosing that. And I can tell you, I don't know any two coaches' families that do it all the same way.
No. And I don't think you ever will, right? Because what works for you doesn't work for me. And that's great. That's how we're intended to be. Otherwise, this world would be pretty boring.
Right? It's tough. And to find coaches who will work together in spite of their differences is really, it's a vital thing.
Right.
Do you have any aspiration or desire to coach high school?
I'm not sure. I don't know what is in store for me.
Well, aside from radio,
right? Yeah. I really don't. You know, like I said, where I'm at is great, and being it. So I went and spoke to Lincoln Northwest High School football team the other day. I'll go speak to North Star, some other schools, right? I'd love to be able to do that. Because now I get to dip my hands on a lot of different pots. Yeah. And I believe that, and I said this before, I believe that I did not get to the level I got to for myself. It's so that I can then be used to spread more to the next generation.
What is the thing that needs to be spread? Because you've gone through everything you've gone through for now.
Mm-hmm.
But none of your knowledge is for you.
Right.
Like my brother likes to remind me of that. You're growing through, for everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, we made mistakes in life so that our kids don't make those mistakes. Mm-hmm. We go through friction so the people that we're gonna service don't go through it.
Yeah.
What do you want to offer as a coach or a member of a staff?
That, you know, so a lot of guys ask me if you could go back to where they're at, right, in 18 through 24, what would you tell yourself? And the hard truth I had to come to realize, and this is what I spread now, is they don't love you. They love what you can do. And so I had to watch firsthand how many texts, calls, Snapchats, Instagram messages I would have when I got signed to go to the NFL. And when, you know, every day after practice, what I come back to my phone to. And then as soon as I got released, where did those same people go?
Those calls and texts.
Stop. Right, they stopped because you're no longer relevant, right? So it's a hard truth, but it's the truth nonetheless. And I tell these guys, hey, listen, don't get so caught up in the cheers and the boos of this world, because if you live and die by what they say, what the world says, you'll get folded more often than you'll win.
You really will, because most people, one, I figured out pretty quickly that I need to explain to young people who were trying to be great
mm-hmm.
that most of the people that they talk to aren't.
Right. Yeah, exactly. or know what it even takes.
Right?
But like, they'll tell you how to get there.
They'll tell you how to do a thing they haven't been able to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
And the same, I mean, that applies for parents.
Mm-hmm.
That applies for coaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, too, because I coached in Virginia, and the school that was 6A public school,
mm-hmm.
but pretty renowned, high academic, super competitive. Well, on one football team, we had three members who went to the Air Force Academy, four that went to the Naval Academy, and two mm-hmm. that went to West Point. Now, mind you, if you had a program and one kid mm-hmm. qualified for that, if you have several, it's on purpose.
Right.
But here's the thing. How many coaches at the high school level are tough enough, athletic enough, academically strong enough to qualify for Naval Academy,
right.
West Point, and the mm-hmm. Air Force Academy.
Mm.
So you're really trying to get people to do a thing at a greater level than I never would have qualified.
Right. Yeah. No, absolutely. You're hitting it right on the head. And I guess it also depends on what you consider great. Right. So if you're great, if you consider I'm successful because I make $100 million and that's your great, okay. That's not what I consider great. And when I was young, that is what I thought was great, or what I thought was success. If I can go sit at the table with Todd Gurley, Julio, Christian McCaffrey, when I've done that, I'm sitting at $10,000 meals.
At Belong.
Right. And I realized I'm 28. I'm about to be 28. So I'm not old, but for whatever reason, I'm blessed with a lot of life experiences that I had to mature.
How many people can say that they not only got to the table, because mm-hmm. there are people that just want to get to the table
yeah.
where the Hall of Famers
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
You got to the table and you belonged at the right. table.
Yeah. My goal was never to sit at the table. My goal was to eat, you know? And so, and even with that being said, I didn't eat the portion that I wanted to. I feel there's still that within me that I feel like I let myself down and other people. And that's something I navigate regularly.
Right.
So that is what I also pour into the next people is, okay, I could have done more, but I can't go do more now. So don't, like, guys are struggling to fall camp right now.
You can't do that anymore.
No, I can't do that. That ship has sailed and gone, right? Guys are struggling in fall camp because that's what fall camp is, right?
It's a struggle. It really is.
I'm like, hey, listen, hold tight.
That is such a statement of brilliance. That at every level.
Yeah.
Camp mm-hmm. is about failure.
It's terrible.
Like, it's about failure because if done right, it's the lesson for next camp.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's the
that
most.
I'm never going to go through another camp where I'm not in shape. I don't know the playbook.
And here's the thing. It don't matter how much can. It doesn't matter. it will still break you because that's what it's supposed to do. It's friction. Like it's like military when they bring you in and they break you down and remold you. That's what happens when you go to camp. You're broken down and remolded into what you're supposed to be.
For growth to happen, for brilliance to happen, friction has to exist.
Right.
It has to exist. And when people don't understand, like I said, the toughest thing I've ever gone through is two-a-days in high school.
Yeah.
Like at that point, I knew nothing that any adult could ask me to do was going to be tougher than putting on a hat and wearing 15 pounds of gear in 95 degree weather for 7 hours.
100%. For me, and that's why I think that so again, what is success? I have carried that into every aspect of my life because there's now there's nothing I feel like I can't overcome because of going through those things.
And it humbles me because if at my very worst, describing two-a-days in that situation, we know people who have it way tougher.
Way tougher. I get to play a game.
Way tougher. So we'll go to break. Coach Mikey Daniel, DP, one-on-one, the ticket.
You're listening to One-on-One with DP, sponsored by Mary Ellen's Food for the Soul on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Final segment, and again, I want to thank Coach Mikey Daniel for giving time. And we'll run this several times, so you let folks know that this is going to be out there. From the text line, it says you guys are talking about food. He says he was out running errands. Called home, asked if anybody wanted anything, got 3 no's. Walked in the door, and all his fries are half gone because they met him at the door and went all in. It's a struggle.
Yeah.
No,
he gets it. Yep.
It's a struggle. We feel your pain. We feel your pain. I'll ask you this thing because we've covered Rayola and what it is. One of these next shows, we'll talk defense up and down the border. If you were interviewing other coaches, what are the traits you're looking for that'll tell you that somebody's going to make a good coach? You can say, like, it can be some coaches look for IQ guys. Some look for character guys. Some look for X and O guys. Some look for relationship guys. Some look for the people who the player whisperer. What if you wanted to identify, somebody said, hey, I'm a coach. What are you looking for that will tell you, you know what? Yeah, you're a coach.
Authenticity. Genuine. I have an incredible ability to see if you're real in what you're saying or if it's lip service. Are you really about it? Or, again, what are you chasing? You know, I think we said this earlier.
You want validation or do you want?
Yeah. Are you here for an ego or are you here to help my son get better? Right? Because if it's not the latter, then I'm probably okay.
And then asking what better is.
Right. Right.
It's that success thing, right?
Again, and it's not just, I'm not talking about even on the football field because that will come by repetition day in and day out. Is my son going to school because you're leading him in that direction? Are his grades good? Is he respectful when, you know?
Has he found some happiness? Does he have a core?
Yeah, right. And again, that's learned from home. So I'm not putting that all on you anyway. But I'm saying, are you helping develop? Because again, they're baby, they're kids. You know, so are you helping me in that maturation process? Because 18 to 24 is significant.
We get this a lot, that sometimes there's some hosts that will call them kids, some will call them men.
Mm-hmm.
Which is appropriate?
They're kids. I went through it. I'm 28, and I'm almost 28, and I'm just become a man.
Right? Like, right. Real talk.
Because now, again, some of them will mature earlier, but based off life circumstances and what they're going through. But am I taking ownership of my decisions day in and day out? Am I leading in an authentic manner? Am I going the way I should be going? These are characteristics of a man. And a lot of these kids don't get it until they get it, which isn't during that time.
How will fans know if Nebraska's headed in the right direction?
You've seen Twitter lately.
Yeah.
this star, yeah. that star. Yeah. You have Dylan. Fans been great too, you know, helping get big old linemen, showing up when Dylan asked everyone to be at the stadium to meet this kid. Yeah. Awesome.
Do you think that works?
Apparently.
And do you think that they deliver on that, young man? Because that's a 50-50 ball.
Yeah.
Like that takes a lot, right? To be able to pull that trigger.
Mm-hmm. And I thought he did. I thought he did pull the trigger, and he said he was coming to Nebraska. I could be wrong. I thought that came out yesterday.
You could be breaking news.
I'm not sure.
They got the 4-star receiver.
Yeah, I know that as well.
Coach, what you trying to tell me, man?
I thought they got him. Maybe not.
Don't get me excited out here on a Saturday. You're going to have people wrecking cars,
right,
man.
I'm telling you. They won't go right now. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Coach Daniel out here breaking news.
I thought he did.
Listen, you don't understand. If somebody just said, wait a minute, did he just say they got the big dude? Listen, it takes so many moving parts
right
to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And some will say we feel better because they're more 4 and 5 stars considering Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the reality is there'll be another telltale character trait that shows up in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whether it is still highly competitive practices, whether it's good health, whether it's hearing coaches on the same page. It could be a variety of things that will show up and say, you know what? UTEP will be just fine. Nebraska will figure out a way.
And the thing is, that's how you'll know. Because we shouldn't say Nebraska will figure out a way. We should say they play to their standard, and it doesn't matter who came through that door. Whether it's Colorado in week 2, whether it's UTEP, whether it's Ohio State, whether it's Alabama, it doesn't matter. Alabama goes and beats teams by 60. And doesn't matter who comes in the door.
Thanks for coming.
Are we letting teams hang around, or are we burying them? Like, are you? That's when you'll know. What? Okay, UTEP, no shade, disrespect, but UTEP should not come in here and do anything to us.
Nothing.
Right?
Nothing.
We shouldn't bat. We should blow through them with flying colors. And truth be told, I see us dubbing Colorado in week 2 by 21.
They are going to carry you on their shoulders and parade you up and down O Street.
I'm actually waiting for that because here's why. I went to Colorado on the sideline last year, and they were ruthless.
They were terrible.
So not to say that our fans need to be ruthless to them, because that's not what we need to do, but our players will handle that. Let them handle that.
Colorado was terrible. They were terrible. Yeah. Amen. Mikey Daniel, Coach, thank you, kind sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
Fantastic afternoon of the sports talk. We've got a full day for you here on The Ticket. Don't go anywhere. And I know that Cooking with Chubbs is coming up at 3. We'll run a replay and then Cooking with Chubbs. He's bringing some food, Ben. So
he better.
No, he just said his guest is bringing food.
All
he
right.
just texted me. So, Chubbs, look, I'm going to leave and come back. Because if you bring food, I'm coming back. Look, I'm going to go watch some football. Enjoy your Saturday. Be safe. Love yourself. And while you're at it, love the next one.
Come on.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.